Nebraska. The Pawnee City Indians tonight hosting the Sacred Heart Irish. It's another girl-boy doubleheader. Glad to have you tuned in tonight here on Sunny 101.3. I'm Randy Gatula. I'll be calling your play-by-play for tonight's basketball doubleheader. As we said, we're in Pawnee City. The girls game coming up first here, girls varsity. Let's move right to the starting lineups for the Pawnee City Indians. Emily Lytle is a 5'7".
Best product placement for Southeast Nebraska planning, soil.
5'9".
Contact area specialist Todd Haring and learn how a game plan with
Maddie Osborne is a 5'8" freshman. Madison Lytle, a senior at 5'8", and Cameron Ottersberg, a 5'6" sophomore, the starting five for Pawnee City. For the Sacred Heart Irish, Olivia Eichhoff, a 5'8" senior. Delaney Witt, a senior at 5'4". Jetri Lechtenberg, a 5'8" sophomore. Jessica Wurtenberger, a sophomore at 5'10", and a senior, rather, at 5'10". And Macy Keller is a 6-foot senior. That's a starting five for Coach Luke Sando. The Sacred Heart Lady Irish are 13-2 coming into this ball game. The Pawnee City Indians at the opposite end of that win-loss spectrum. They are 1-13 on the season. On paper, it looks like a bit of a mismatch, but we've been surprised before when we play these high school basketball games. I believe we're getting set to move to our national anthem here, so we're going to step aside. We'll take a 2-minute timeout, and then we'll be back with the opening tip-off after this 2-minute break. You're listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
Student-athletes put in the time and planning needed to be successful in the classroom and on the court. Midland Genetics understands the importance of planning to achieve. Let Midland Genetics build a targeted seed plan for your farm, including seed placement, population rates, and in-season strategy. Midland Genetics grows seed production locally, ensuring the highest quality seeds and best product placement for Southeast Nebraska's soil type. Contact area specialist Todd Haring and learn how a game plan with Midland Genetics will help you win on the field. Call Todd Haring with Midland Genetics today.
Are you experiencing pain or discomfort in your knees, hips, or shoulders? Maybe now is the right time to call Dr. Adam Streit at Ortho Midwest. Conveniently located at Community Medical Center in Fall City, Dr. Streit's care is unmatched in the region with orthopedic and sports medicine services. Call 402-245-6510 and visit with his professional staff to set up a consultation. The road to recovery is with Dr. Adam Streit at Ortho Midwest at Community Medical Center in Fall City.
Families doing business today at the Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport and Mound City have been doing so for generations. As a new customer, you too will feel like one of the family when the friendly staff helps you with your first checking or savings account, business or personal loans, or other financial needs. Visit Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport or Mound City, Missouri, and let them help you with all your financial needs. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
Welcome to US Cellular, where new and current customers choose any phone they want for free.
Free? Even the one with 5G and lots of storage?
Free.
And the one with the latest everything?
Free.
At US Cellular, any phone you see is free, whether you're a new or current customer. US Cellular, America's locally grown wireless. Terms apply. See uscellular.com for details.
For US Cellular, go to A1 Cellular in Auburn, Nebraska.
Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back inside Pawnee City High School. We just had the playing of our national anthem by the Pawnee City High School Band, and now we're having the introduction of starting lineups over the public address system. Again, quickly to look at them for the Irish, Olivia Eichhoff, averaging 8.9 points per ball game. Delaney Witt, just below that, 8.8 per contest. Jetri Lechtenberg, 6.9 per game. Jessica Wurtenberger, she's the leading scorer on this Irish team with 13.7 points per contest. And Macy Keller chipping in just under 6 points per game for the Irish. As we mentioned before the break, the Irish are 13-2 and rolling right along on this season. The Pawnee City Indians at 1-13. So an interesting matchup on paper when you look at win-loss records. But Pawnee City played well Tuesday night. I had their game at HTRS. The girls were very competitive. So you never know what might transpire. The boys' game, that could be an interesting matchup. The Pawnee City Indians with the better record. I believe they are now 10-4 on the year. And Sacred Heart at 7-6. So Pawnee City with a better record there. It'll be really interesting in this boys' varsity game tonight to see how the Indians stack up against a Sacred Heart Irish team that traditionally has had Pawnee City's number. Pawnee City, we might mention, coming off of the B Division Mudeca Conference Championship at Beatrice last week. Then on Tuesday night, they had a bit of a struggle. They got way up on HTRS, only to have the Titans come back and push them at the end of the ball game before they finally got out of there with the win. So competitive basketball coming up, I'm sure, on that basketball game. Ready to move now into girls varsity action. It'll be Madison Lytleton to jump it up. She'll go against Gentry Lechtenberg. Here's the tip, controlled by the Irish. They get it out to Delaney Witt. Witt with the basketball, comes into forecourt, looks at a man-to-man defense from Pawnee City. Gives up to Olivia Eichhoff. Lob pass underneath, finds Wurtenberger into the corner. Delaney Witt in the paint. Floater, Witt laying up, off the glass, bounces, and got the roll. Delaney Witt has the first 2 points of the contest. It's 2-0 Sacred Heart in the opening seconds here at Pawnee City. With the basketball is Madison Lytle. Lytle gives it up to Emily Lytle. Lytle dribbles between the rings to the top of the circle. Looks inside. Was looking in there for Rannick. The ball stolen away by Macy Keller. Keller with the outlet pass to Wurtenberger. Down to Witt. Inside Wurtenberger. Shot is up. Whistle foul on the baseline. We're going to put Jessica Wurtenberger at the line. She'll be shooting two shots. The foul is going to be called on Ottersberg. On Cameron Ottersberg, her first personal. And, of course, team foul number one. On the Indians, not a shooting foul. They say she was not shooting, so the Irish will inbound it on the baseline. They toss it in to Lechtenberg at the top of the key, who hands off to Eichhoff. Eichhoff between the rings, picks up her dribble to the left elbow. Delaney Witt holds the ball. Bounce pass around to Wurtenberger now on the right side of the lane. Here's Lechtenberg driving the baseline. She's tripped up and falls to the floor as she moved toward the hoop. Whistle on the foul is going to be called on Mallory Brannick. On Brannick, her first team foul number two on Pawnee City. Checking in for the Indians, Logan Maloli into the ball game. Maloli checks in, replacing Ottersberg. Maloli, a 5'7 sophomore. Onto the floor now for the Indians. In the paint, Lechtenberg feeds underneath to Keller. Shot is up and good. Lechtenberg with the assist. Macy Keller with the lay-in off the glass on the baseline. It's 4-0. Irish on top. We played a minute. 6:52 to go first quarter. Here come the Indians. This is Emily Lytle. A cross-court pass to Brannick. Has it stolen away by Wurtenberger. Wurtenberger breakaway lay-in off the glass up and good. Jessica Wurtenberger with the breakaway lay-in uncontested. Makes it 6-0. Irish on top. We played a minute and a half. Pawnee City with the ball. Madison Lytle comes to the near side with the pass to Mallory Brannick. Brannick holds it a moment. Now gets it to Osborne. Maddie Osborne's pass deflected, grabbed up by Witt. Delaney Witt wants to bring it down court. She's looking under the basket for Keller. Lay in off the glass, up and good by Macy Keller. Give the assist to Delaney Witt. She found the 6 foot senior. Macy Keller under the bucket. Keller dropped it in there. 8-0 your score. Irish up. 6:03 to go here in the first quarter. On the left wing with the basketball is Madison Lytle. Lytle. Bounce pass goes to Osborne on the right side. Maddie Osborne, the freshman, tries to drive the right side baseline. Can't get there. Has to clear it back up top to Lytle once again. Emily Lytle holds the ball between the top of the key to Madison Lytle. Baseline right side. Madison reverse turn hook shot up off no good. Macy Keller pulls down the rebound for the Irish. Down to Eichhoff. Eichhoff in the paint. Driving lay-in. Scoop shot. Got her own rebound. Follow shot. Got her own rebound again. Tries to go up with it. And a whistle and a foul. And they're going to say the ball went out of bounds. Touched last by the Irish. Pawnee City will have it. Osborne comes out of the ballgame for the Indians and to replace her. Cameron Ottersberg back in now for Maddie Osborne on the floor for Pawnee City. Here's a down court pass. Comes down to Madison Lytle. Madison Lytle sets the offense. It's a man-to-man defense. Oh, a nice pass. Fed it on the baseline underneath. Threaded the needle and got it to Emily Lytle for the easy two. Oh, it did not go. The ball did not drop. It just went out in the out of bounds and Irish come up with the basketball. Thought that was going to be an easy two under there. It did not go in. Here's a shot from the corner for two and good by Olivia Eichhoff. Her first 2 points of the ball game, and it's 10-0. 4:54 to play here in the first quarter. Irish have jumped out to an early lead. Indians have yet to find the scoreboard. Pass inside, tried to get it to Brannick. Taken away, grabbed up, try for a shot from the right side. Brannick off the glass, no. Tipped out. There's Madison Lytle. She puts up a shot. It goes over the backboard, but it was tipped by Wurtenberger. It'll stay with Pawnee City. Logan Maloli is on the floor out there now for Pawnee City also. Indians basketball. Brannick inbounds it, gets it to Maloli, kicks it into the corner. Madison Lytle driving layup. Shot is blocked away by Keller, grabbed up by Delaney Witt. Witt will take it all the way down, now backs it out on the right side of the free throw lane to the top of the key at the line. Lob pass underneath. Macy Keller shot up and good. I think Macy Keller can pretty much have her way on the baseline. I mentioned that to one of my friends before the broadcast with her size under there. 4:14 to go first quarter, 12-0. Irish on top. We'll step aside for a 30-second timeout. You're listening to High School Basketball, the Peru State College Game of the Week on Sunny 101.3.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back inside Pawnee City High School. 4 minutes, 14 seconds to play in the first quarter. The Sacred Heart Irish girls have jumped out to a 12-0 lead here in the first 4 minutes of this competition. Don't forget, it's a basketball doubleheader tonight. The boys' varsity game following this one. Irish girls jumping out to an early lead. Maybe not surprisingly, they heard. They worked the ball inside to Macy Keller very well, and Keller has three quick buckets underneath the basket. She's going to be hard to stop for this Pawnee City defense. Here come the Lady Indians. Madison Lytle on the dribble to the right side of the lane, looking inside the paint. Feeds it into Maloli. Maloli's shot is blocked away by Lechtenberg. Lechtenberg comes up with the basketball and will bring it down court herself. Lechtenberg in the paint, driving, laying up. No, couldn't get it. And the rebound to Mallory Brannick. Brannick gets the outlet pass down court to the left side to Madison Lytle. Lytle at the free throw line, picks up her dribble there. She's trapped, needs help. Finds Brannick on the baseline left side. Brannick, spin move, shot off the glass, up, no. Macy Keller with the rebound. Keller with the outlet pass to Daisy Witt. Daisy Witt in the lineup now for the Irish. Sitting on the bench are Wurtenberger and Eichhoff taking a breather here. Here's Avery Sando in the ballgame, a freshman. So we've got some subs on the floor here early in the contest with only 4 minutes gone. Irish ball. Daisy Witt has it taken away on the steal. Lytle on the driving lay-in. Up off the glass. Couldn't get it. Emily Lytle. Rebound. Maloli comes down with a basketball and then a whistle. And the foul called on the Irish. The foul is going to be on Avery Sando. On Avery, her first personal, team foul number one on the Irish. Pawnee City's basketball. Mallory Brannick will inbound it into the corner. Lytle tried to get inside the paint, couldn't get there. Feeds it to Emily Lytle. Her shot is off the glass. No. Rebound. Try for the left side. Madison Lytle with a lay-in off the glass. It won't go. And a whistle and a foul. We're going to have Madison Lytle at the line where she'll be shooting two shots. The foul is going to be on Delaney Witt. On Witt, her first personal. Team foul number two on the Irish. Lytle at the line to shoot two shots for the Indians, trying to get Pawnee City on the board. First one is up and just short. Off the front of the rim, would not go. That's Emily Lytle, I believe, at the line. Waiting for her second attempt here. Lytle's second free throw is up, and this one is good. That was Madison Lytle that was at the line. She got the second one to fall. So Madison has the first point of the ball game now for Pawnee City. It's 12-1. Tried to lob it into Wurtenberger, couldn't get it to her. They've been working that play to Macy Keller with a lot of success. That time they weren't able to get it to Wurtenberger on the same attempt. Went out of bounds. Pawnee City will have the basketball. Madison Lytle down court on the dribble. Lytle at the top of the key. Flips it out on the right side. Osborne handles the basketball. Osborne comes up with it to Ottersberg. Ottersberg on the cutter through the paint. They can't get it to her. Now Madison Lytle tries to penetrate. She can't get there. Feeds Osborne on the right side. Osborne turnaround. Fall away shot off the glass. No. Rebound Ottersberg. Ball tipped away out of bounds off of the Irish. Cameron Ottersberg came down with the offensive board and then bounced it off one of the Irish defenders out of bounds to preserve the possession. Brannick will inbound it. Left side baseline. Gets it in. Madison Lytle in the paint. Floater off the glass. Up and good. Madison Lytle got the first field goal of the night here for Pawnee City at 2:25 to go in the first quarter. It's 12-3 now. Irish up by 9. This is Daisy Witt with the basketball. Gives it Avery Sano. Sano feeds to Lechtenberg. Lechtenberg, left-handed lay-in down the avenue, up and good. Gentry Lechtenberg, a nice move to the basket there. 14-3. The lead is 11 now for the Irish. Madison Lytle, Emily Lytle back to Madison in the paint. She lost the handle on it. Picked up in the corner by Mallory Brannig. Brannig into Ottersberg. She moves to the basket. Shot partially blocked by Wurtenberger. Grabbed up Lechtenberg. Lechtenberg pushes it down court. Underneath, Daisy Witt in traffic. She decides to dribble it back out into the corner on the left side of the basket. Gives up to Avery Sando at the top of the key, who feeds Delaney Witt. Delaney Witt on the weave at the top of the circle, goes to the left side of the lane and hands it to Daisy Witt. Now back to Lechtenberg at the top of the key. Inside the paint, Wurtenberger, turnaround shot, no, whistle, foul, and we'll have Wurtenberger at the line. She'll be shooting two shots. The foul is going to be called on Mallory Brannig. On Brannig, her second personal, team foul number three on Pawnee City. Jessica Wurtenberger at the line, shooting two shots. She has 2 points so far on one field goal. The first shot is up and good, so now she's got three, makes it 15-3. Checking back into the lineup now, held Sadie Tisdall in for the first time tonight, and back in goes Olivia Eichhoff. Tisdall coming back from that injured knee, a 5'7 sophomore. Second shot for Wurtenberger is up. It's good also. She got them both. She has 4 points. Makes it 16-3 now. Irish on top with a minute 23 to play in the first quarter. Madison Lytle tries to set the offense to the right side. Ottersberg up to the top of the key it comes. Blecka. Blecka hands off to Emily Lytle. Now Madison Lytle, one-on-one with Eichhoff, spin move in the paint, nowhere to go. Had it taken away, stolen by Sando. Sando feeds it to the right side. Eichhoff, she'll set it up in the corner. Baseline right side, lob pass underneath Wurtenberger against Ottersberg. Shot is up and good for Jessica Wurtenberger. The Irish are going to own the inside tonight offensively as long as they have their starters on the floor. 18-3, Irish with the lead, 44 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Here's a long three from the left side, up and good. Getting the three is Navia Blecka. Blecka nailed the three from the corner on the left side. Maybe they're only going to give her a two for that one. She may have had her toe on the line. I guess that was just a two for Blecka, but it dropped. Underneath Wurtenberger again. Wurtenberger feeds it into Eichhoff. Actually, Wurtenberger could have went right up with it there like she has been. She elected to give it to her teammate Eichhoff. Then Olivia is fouled by Cameron Ottersberg. Ottersberg with her second personal, team foul number four. And at the free throw line will be Olivia Eichhoff shooting two shots. She has 2 points on one field goal so far, here shooting two. The first shot is on the way up and good. So Eichhoff now with 3 points makes our score 19-5. Maloli back into the lineup now for Ottersberg for the Pawnee City Indians. Olivia Eichhoff, 5'8 senior. Second free throw is up and it rolls off. Rebound Wurtenberger. Follow shot put back up and good. Jessica Wurtenberger was waiting there to pounce on that rebound and lay it in. Wurtenberger was 8 points already and 6 points for Keller. Most of them coming right inside under the basket. Wurtenberger got two of hers at the free throw line. Indians basketball, Maloli to the right side in the corner. Shot at the buzzer does not go after one quarter. Sacred Heart 21, Pawnee City 5. We're back in 1 minute. You're listening to the Peru State College Game of the Week on Sunny 101.3.
Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holman's has them. See Ben or Dennis Holman at Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City. Holman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holman's Ford entire inventory online at HolmanFord.com.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Fall City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Fall City, Nebraska.
Sunny 101.3.
Thank you. Sacred Heart Junior Varsity teams both picked up wins tonight. In the girls' game, it was Sacred Heart 38, Pawnee City 6. And in the boys' junior varsity game, they played three quarters. It was 47-21. Sacred Heart with the win in that boys' JV game. Again, 47-21 in three quarters. We move to second quarter action here in the girls' varsity contest. Irish up 21-5. Sacred Heart with their original five starters back on the floor. Wurtenberger works to the right side of the free throw lane. Can't get to the baseline. Feeds to Keller. Off the glass, up and good. Macy Keller is going to have that shot all night long. It's just a matter of deciding how many times they want to put it to her under there. She has 8 points. When she gets the pass, it's almost an automatic two for Macy on that baseline. 23-5, your score now. 7.5 minutes to go in the second quarter. Addie Osborne with the basketball on the right side of the lane. Spin move. That was a nice move to get a look at the basket. Didn't take it. Goes to Kara Pierce. Pierce with a reverse layup that doesn't go. Rebound, Wurtenberger. Fast break, Wurtenberger. All the way in for the lay-in. Up and good. Jessica Wurtenberger in double figures has 10 points in the ballgame already, and we're only 1 minute into the second quarter. 7:09 to play first half. Addie Osborne right wing with the basketball to Maloli, top of the key. Maloli around to the left elbow. Emily Lytle. Madison Lytle now on the left wing. Madison driving baseline left side on Eichhoff. Reverse. Lay in. Kind of a hook shot up and off. No good. And the rebound down to Eichhoff. Here comes Eichhoff all the way to the corner. Takes it to the right side of the free throw lane. Wurtenberger under the basket. Shot is up and good. Jessica Wurtenberger has 12 points. Timeout taken on the floor. 6:43 to go in the first half. 27-5. Irish on top. Back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Every 35 days, your skin replaces itself, your liver about a month. Your body makes these new cells from the food you eat. What you eat literally becomes you. You have a choice in what you're made of. After breathing, eating is what we do most frequently during a lifetime. Improve your eating habits today and improve your life tomorrow. Nemaha County Hospital reminds you to eat wisely. Work toward wellness one meal at a time.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Andy Gatula back with you in Pawnee City. It's 27-5. The Irish girls leading the Pawnee City Indians with 6:43 to go here in the first half of our girls varsity contest. Our producer engineer for tonight's presentation is Logan Carpenter back at the Sunny 101.3 control board. As always, a pleasure to work with Mr. Carpenter. We appreciate your efforts, Logan. 6.5 minutes to go, clock running. Pawnee City with the basketball. They come on the attack offensively. Madison Lytle on the right elbow across to the near side. Bounce pass into traffic. Maloli, she tries to move to the basket. Has it dribbled away from her by Eichhoff. Eichhoff will take it in for the driving layup. Couldn't get it. Rebound Lytle out to Madison Lytle. She lost the handle on it. The ball goes out of bounds, and it'll go right back to the Sacred Heart Irish. Boys basketball coming up after this, a doubleheader. We've got games scheduled next Tuesday night, Thursday night, and Friday night of next week. I'll talk more about those later. Some of them involving the Irish, in fact. Lob pass inside. Lechtenberg kicks it out. Open look. Delaney Witt for three. In and out of there. And the rebound fought for. A whistle and a foul is going to be called on the Irish. Foul's going to be on Sacred Heart's Gentry Lechtenberg. On Lechtenberg, her first personal, third team foul on Sacred Heart. 5:58 showing on the clock here in the second quarter. 27-5. Irish on top. Madison Lytle, a cross-court pass, finds Emily Lytle. Irish have dropped back into his zone now. They're out of that man-to-man they opened in. Madison Lytle holding the ball on the left wing outside the three-point arc. Ball tipped away. Stolen by Wurtenberger. Wurtenberger on the fast break. Down court with it. Takes it all the way in. Driving layup. Got it. And she's fouled. And she'll be at the line for the and one. Wurtenberger's having herself a ball game. The foul is going to be on Logan Maloli. Logan Maloli picks up her first personal, team foul number 5. At the free throw line for the and one, Jessica Wurtenberger. She has 14 points already in the ball game. And the shot coming up here. Sacred Heart starting to substitute freely. Lechtenberg, Eichhoff, and Keller all come to the bench. We'll pick up who's back in the game now. Looks like Olberding's in there. Here's the free throw that's up and good for Jessica Wurtenberger. She's got 15 points. So now you've got Daisy Witt, Jocelyn Olberding, Avery Santo, Sadie Tisdall. We'll try and pick up who the fifth ball player is out there. Host of substitutes out there. for the Irish. Pawnee City, shot from the corner for three, put up by Brannick, doesn't go. Pulling down the rebound is Oberding. Oberding outlet pass, Dacey Witt to Delaney Witt in the corner. Delaney Witt, the only starter still on the floor for the Irish. Playing out there with a bunch of freshmen now, I believe. Avery Sandel comes out defensively. Madison Lytle to the top of the key. Inside the paint, Madison Lytle, jump shot up off, no good. Got her own rebound. Then it's taken away by Dacey Witt. Dacey Witt, the 5'4 freshman. She'll bring the ball up court, getting instructions as she dribbles by the Irish bench. To the left side, Delaney Witt. Back up to Dacey. Around the horn, right wing, Avery Sandel. Sandel working on Kara Pierce and the man-to-man out here. Pierce comes out to challenge Sandel. She gets rid of the basketball and passes it back to the top of the circle to Dacey Witt. Now Sandel dribbles to the left side of the lane, feeds to Delaney Witt. Delaney Witt in the paint. Open look, Dacey Witt for three. It's off, no good, but the rebound and the put back up by Sandel. A whistle and a foul. I think we're going to put Avery Sandel at the free throw line where she'll be shooting two shots. Kara Pierce picks up the personal on Kara, her first team foul, number six. At the line, shooting two shots is the freshman, Avery Sandel. Free throw is up and off the edge of the rim, wouldn't drop. Avery will have another shot coming here. Hard to believe Avery's a freshman in high school. We've been taking her pictures with her dad with Mudeca's trophies since she was about 2 years old. Second shot is up and good for Avery Sandel. She got it to fall. She's in the scorebook, and it's 31-5 now. Irish on top. 4 minutes, 19 seconds to play in the first half here at Pawnee City. Indians basketball. Madison Lytle on the near side to Emily Lytle. Emily shot off the glass in there. Pate couldn't get it. Brannick battles for the rebound. It's loose. Lytle comes up with it, but I think she stepped on the baseline. As Emily Lytle retrieved that basketball, stepped on the baseline, it'll go back over to the Irish. Into the ball game for the Indians, Madison Fender checks in. Maddie Fender, she was quite a big part of that volleyball team that did well this past fall. Madison Fender, 5'6 junior, also sings the national anthem well. We listened to her sing it at the state volleyball tournament. Avery Sandel with the basketball. Gives it up top. Delaney Witt. There's a long three by Sadie Tisdall that's off the mark. The rebound comes down to the Indians. And Mallory Brannick will bring it up court for Pawnee City. Up to Madison Lytle. Bounce pass, Kara Pierce holds the ball on the right side, feeds it into the corner to Brannick. Mallory Brannick underneath to Lytle. Here's Ottersberg, shot up from the left side, couldn't get it. Rebound pulled down for the Irish by Jocelyn Oberding. Outlet pass down court. There's Delaney Witt in the traffic. Up top to Tisdall. Sadie Tisdall, 5'7 sophomore with that knee brace. Ball is dribbled away and stolen. Coming up with it is Madison Fender. Fender feeds it to the right side to Lytle. Try for layup. No, won't go. Rebound Brannick. Brannick with a follow shot. It's partially blocked. Whistle and a foul. And we're going to put Mallory Brannick at the line for the Indians. She'll be shooting two shots for Pawnee City. The foul is going to be called on Avery Sandel, her second personal, team foul number four on Sacred Heart. At the line, Mallory Brannick. She has not scored yet tonight. Here shooting two shots. The first one is up and good. The 5'9 senior has her first point of the night. Second attempt coming now for Mallory Brannick. 3:02 to go in the first half. 31-6. Sacred Heart on top. Second free throw is up and off the rim. Does not go. Coming down with the rebound is Dacey Witt for the Irish. Witt will bring the ball down court herself and set it up here offensively. Witt holds it a moment. Now goes to Delaney Witt on the left elbow, the cousin. Delaney driving lay-in off the glass. Got the basket. Basket counts, and she is fouled. Delaney Witt with the and-one opportunity coming. The foul is on Mallory Brannick, her third personal. At the free throw line, Delaney Witt for the and-one. After getting the basket down, she has 4 points. Brannick will come out of the ball game. Kara Pierce in to replace her. Delaney Witt's free throw is up and good. She completes the three-point play the old-fashioned way. And it's a 34-6 ball game with 2:45 to go here in the first half. Madison Lytle, left wing, gives to Kara Pierce. Pierce almost has it knocked away, got the ball back. She's in trouble down here, needs to get rid of it. Tried to go to Ottersberg. Tipped out of bounds, touched last by Oberding. Now onto the floor for the Irish, Chaley Smith checks into the lineup. Smith, a 5'7 freshman. A lot of sophomores and freshmen getting to see some varsity playing time tonight for the Irish. Inbounding the ball for the Indians in the corner is Blecka. Up top it comes to Emily Lytle. Back to the left wing now to Blecka once again. She feeds it into Ottersberg. Cameron's shot is up. It's wide of the mark under the basket. And the rebound to Oberding. Oberding outlet pass Tisdall. Sadie Tisdall driving layup. She will be fouled. Tisdall goes down hard. The foul is going to be on Blecka. Navia Blecka picks up her first personal team foul, number 8, I believe that is. At the free throw line, Sadie Tisdall, 5'7", sophomore, had that knee injury, the left knee all wrapped up in a brace there. Here shooting two shots. The free throw is up, off the rim, bounced around. Another attempt coming for Sadie. 2 minutes, 16 seconds to go here in the first half. 34-6, your score. Sadie Tisdall's second free throw up and off, no good. Oberding saves it from going out of bounds, but in tipping it back in, in doing so, gave it to Pawnee City. Grabbing the loose basketball is Emily Lytle. A cross-court pass to the right side to Madison Fender. Fender tried to go to the corner with it. The ball got away over there from Madeline Gatula, who's in the lineup. Gatula couldn't handle it. It got out of bounds. It'll be a turnover and give it back to the Irish.
Get to it.
All right, with the basketball dribbling into the paint is Sando. Kicks it into the corner for an open look three that's up and good by Sadie Tisdall. Tisdall nails a three from the corner on the right side of the basket, deep down in the corner. Got it to drop. Blecka with the basketball. That's Madison Fender. Her pass deflected, stolen away by Daisy Witt. Tisdall under the basket for the fast break. Lay-in up and good for Sadie Tisdall. Great job by Daisy Witt for the assist. And Sadie's got a quick 5 points. 39-6, your score. Indians basketball. They tried to get it over to Fender in the corner on the right side. And Emily Lytle's pass was wide of the mark. Subs in now for the Irish. Checking in, Shade DeLisi checks into the contest, as does Ellie Falk. And with DeLisi and Falk entering the game, all of the players in uniform have now seen action for the Sacred Heart Irish. With a minute 22 to go here in the first half, 39-6, the lead for Sacred Heart. Inbound the pass to Sadie Tisdall. She'll bring it up court. She got the pass from Ellie Falk. Tisdall, one-on-one now against Osborne. Tisdall goes to the right side of the lane, feeds to Ellie Falk. Falk looks for DeLisi in the corner, tries to go to the left side with it, hands it to Smith, driving lay-in, Smith up and off, no good, rebound, follow shot won't go, Osberg with the rebound, Cameron Osberg, fast break with Tisdall, lays it up, can't get it to fall, Osberg gets her own rebound, and she'll be fouled on the baseline on the right side, not yet into the shooting situation. This will only be team foul number 5 on the Irish. It's on Shaylee Smith. On Smith, her first personal, team foul 5, as we said. Pawnee's basketball, inbound to the corner. Long three, baseline left side, up and off, no good. Rebound, Oberding. Jocelyn Oberding, a 5'8 sophomore, pulls down the defensive board, gets the outlet pass to Sadie Tisdall. Tisdall at the free throw line to the left side in the corner. There's an open look. Baseline left side for two. Up and off, no good. Falk tips the basketball. Goes off of Ellie Falk. She saves it from going out of bounds. Got it back. Gets it into Osberg. Cameron Osberg goes against Sadie Tisdall. A little floating shot up and off. Cameron couldn't get it to drop. Saves it from going out of bounds. Tips it back into the Irish, though. And down court with the basketball comes Tisdall. Sadie Tisdall, the sophomore, feeds it inside the paint. Baseline in the corner, left side of the basket, Smith. Tisdall for three, top of the key, it's short. She chases down her own rebound here. It went out of bounds, touched last by the Irish. Pawnee City will get the ball back. 3.6 seconds to play in the first half. 39-6, Irish dominating this girls' varsity contest thus far. Here's the inbound pass. From the left side, Osborn with a shot at the buzzer doesn't go. And at the half, the Sacred Heart Irish are leading the Pawnee City Lady Indians 39-6, our halftime score. We'll take a 2-minute timeout, and then we'll be back with the Highland Community College halftime report. Highland Community College, they're close to home and far from dead. Learn more at highlandcc.edu. Back in 2 minutes on Sunny 101.3.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
Poppy Realty and Farm Management is located in the old Fall City Journal building at 1810 Harlan Street. Brian Poppy, serving southeast Nebraska and northeast Kansas, is looking to expand your farmland. Or if you need to expand your ranch, call Brian Poppy. Poppy Realty also has homes for sale and does auctions. Call Brian Poppy today and let him help you get in the home or get the farmland you want. Poppy Realty in Fall City. Call 402-245-5808.
Exercising more, eating better, quitting a bad habit? These may be a few of the New Year's resolutions that you have in mind. What about your current insurance situation? As always, our all-year resolution at FBS Insurance Agency is to serve our community by protecting our friends and neighbors, both in good times and in times of need. We work with several different companies for both existing and new business to protect our customers. Contact me, Carrie Strom, or your local FBS insurance office to see how we can help.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
This is Sunny, 101.3.
I'm Randy Gatula, back with you inside Pawnee City High School. It's time for our Highland Community College halftime scoring recap. Highland Community College is close to home but far from dead, and you can learn more at highlandcc.edu. Well, looking at the scoring for Pawnee City, for the Indians, unfortunately, not a lot to talk about. Madison Lytle leads the way with 3 points. Navia Bleka has 2, and Mallory Brannick with 1 for their total of 6. From the charity stripe, the Indians went 2 out of 4. For the Sacred Heart Irish, leading the way, Jessica Wurtenberger. She has 15 points on 6 deuces under the basket and then 3 for 3 from the free throw line. Macy Keller has 8 at halftime. She got all of hers right under the basket also. Then 5 points each for Sadie Tisdall off the bench, and Delaney Lechtenberg has 2. And Avery Sano went 1 out of 2 from the line for a single point for Sacred Heart's total of 39. From the free throw line, the Irish hit 6 out of 10 from the charity stripe in the first half. 39-6, that's your halftime score here in the girls' varsity game at Pawnee City. This halftime scoring wrap brought to you by Highland Community College. Well, we're going to step aside for a 2-minute timeout here, update you with the latest weather forecast from Sunny, and then another 2 minutes of commercial information, followed by third quarter action. Don't forget, we'll have the boys' varsity game coming up the second half of tonight's doubleheader here from Pawnee City. So right now, we'll step aside. You're listening to the Peru State College Game of the Week on Sunny 101.3.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
When you need good legal representation, trust Weaver & Mers in Falls City. Weaver & Mers will handle wills, trusts, estate law, real estate, business law, corporate law, LLCs, litigation, personal injury, workers' compensation, tax planning and preparation, and agricultural law. Call Weaver & Mers for a free initial consultation at 402-245-3015. That's Weaver & Mers at 402-245-3015. And online at weaverandmerslaw.com. Weaver & Mers, 1719 Stone Street in Falls City.
Frontier Bank provides you with services which help you manage the financial side of your life.
Through the investments we offer, we use local deposits to reinvest in the form of loans to local families, farms, and small businesses. One of our basic purposes is to combine the resources in our community to stimulate the local economy. When you invest with Frontier Bank, you're investing in your community. See us at frontbank.com. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Hey, Bart, here it is, a brand new year. What does Farm and City Supply have to offer in the new year?
Well, Duggar, first we'd like to offer our thanks to all of our patrons, past, present, and future. We look forward to continued successes for everybody, and we'd like to invite you into Farm and City Supply, where we've got the greatest selection of farm, hardware, clothing there is around.
You can find it, folks. It's on North 73 Highway, Farm and City Supply, Falls City, Nebraska.
Meteorology meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weather for the tri-state area. A winter weather advisory begins at 9 a.m. tomorrow morning and continues until 6 a.m. Sunday morning. Lows dip down to about 23 tonight under cloudy skies, south winds at around 5 miles an hour. 33 tomorrow, mixed precipitation likely. Snow likely tomorrow night, 24, overcast. 1 to 2 inches of snow tomorrow through tomorrow night. I'm weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford on Sunny 101.3.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Alfea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website alfea.com. to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Alfea.
Hey everyone, this is Andy Armbruster at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. Are you in the market for a new or quality pre-owned vehicle? Look us up online at armbrustermotors.com. You'll find a great selection of new and quality one-owner vehicles. For 70 years, we've been servicing Southeast Nebraska, Northeast Kansas, and Northwest Missouri. So be sure to look us up. Your next vehicle is waiting at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbrusters go the extra mile.
Den's Country Meats in Table Rock has deep family values. Den's Country Meats is a USDA-inspected meat processing plant serving their customers with custom meat processing, award-winning sausages, and fresh retail cuts in their store. Stop by Den's Country Meats in Table Rock and find out why they've been processing meat for 33 years with several varieties of jerky, snack sticks, brats, and summer sausage. Den's Country Meats in Table Rock.
F&M Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Falls City. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC.
Sunny 101.3.
Welcome you back once again inside Pawnee City High School, where it's halftime. The Sacred Heart Irish girls leading the Pawnee City Indians 39-6, our halftime score. Taking a look at our broadcast schedule coming up next week, we'll have a doubleheader for you on both stations Tuesday night, one of those rare occasions where both the Falls City Tigers and the Sacred Heart Irish will be at home. My buddy John Nixon will be on the air over on KTNC. The Auburn Bulldogs will be in town to take on the Falls City Tigers at McIntyre-Henderson Fieldhouse. I'll have the call for you from Falls City here on Sunny 101.3. Then on Thursday night, I will be at Johnson Brock. Sacred Heart Irish fans listening in, we'll have your Irish kids taking on the Eagles of Johnson Brock this coming Thursday here on Sunny. Friday night, I will travel to Weeping Water with the Falls City Tigers over on KTNC. So we've got basketball Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday next week for you both here on Sunny and on KTNC. We hope you will join us for those broadcasts. All right, getting set to move to second half action here at Pawnee City. Dominating performance by the Lady Irish in that first half, up 39-6, and Coach Luke Santos swept the bench. Every girl in uniform has seen action here tonight for the Irish. I think there are 15 girls suited, and all 15 of them have played. 14, McKinley Scholl in street clothes, 14 of them suited, and all 14 have seen action tonight. McKinley Scholl, they hope to get her back onto the floor here in the near future. She injured that hip in the very first game of the year up at Sterling and has not been back in uniform since, but she's starting to work out with the team. I talked to her before the game tonight, and she can see the light at the end of the tunnel. So hopefully the Irish will get McKinley Scholl back into the fold here soon on the floor. Pawnee City's basketball as we start the third quarter of action. With the ball is Maddie Osmer in the corner. Puts it down to Cameron Ottersberg. Ball is stolen away by Delaney Whip. Delaney with the steal. Brings it up and sets the offense to the right wing to Olivia Eichhoff. Eichhoff with the basketball. Left side feeds Macy Keller. Eichhoff looking for the cutter in the paint. Nobody there. She holds the ball at the top of the key. Almost got away. Chased down by Wurtenberger in the corner near the midcourt line. Maddie Osborne comes out to pick her up defensively. Wurtenberger in the paint, driving, laying up. No, couldn't get it. With the rebound is Osborne. She has it dribbled away from her. Did a great job of getting the ball out of there and got it back to Emily Lytle. That was good defense there on the part of Maddie Osborne. Now Madison Lytle picks up her dribble. Somebody has to come and help her. Off to Mallory Brannick, right wing. Frosty goes now to Emily Lytle. Emily feeds Madison in the corner. Madison, top of the circle, Mallory Brannick, as they work around the outside of the three-point perimeter, looking for a way to penetrate into this Irish zone, not able to get the ball near the hoop. To the right side, Mallory Brannick, across court pass, Madison Lytle. She passed up an open look for a three, gives to Emily Lytle instead with the basketball. There's Mallory Brannick for three off the rim. No, Jessica Wurtenberger has the rebound. Wurtenberger down court with the basketball, kicks it out to the corner to Eichhoff for a 12-footer that's up and short off the front of the rim. Emily Lytle with the rebound. Outlet pass to Madison Lytle down court. Lytle goes to the right side to Osborne. Maddie Osborne holds the ball for a moment on the right wing, guarded out there by Witt. Osborne bounce pass into the corner, Ottersberg. Back it comes to Osborne to the top of the key, Madison Lytle. Again to Osborne. She wants to penetrate, steps inside for a minute to the right side of the lane. Can't get there. The defense collapses on her. She has to clear back up to Madison Lytle between the rings. Madison Lytle. In her face there is Eichhoff. Now Madison Lytle driving, laying up, off, no good. And the rebound comes down to Gentry Lechtenberg. Lechtenberg takes it all the way into the paint for a driving lay-in that's in and out. Can't get it. Rebound brought down by Wurtenberger. Follow shot Wurtenberger. She will be fouled. Wurtenberger will be at the line to shoot two shots. The foul is going to be called, I think, on Emily Lytle. On Emily, that will be her first personal. Team foul number one of the half. Wurtenberger at the line to shoot two. First one is up and good. Jessica Wurtenberger, now 4 out of 4 from the free throw line, has 16 points in the ball game. She'll have another shot coming. It's up, and this one is off. No good. Couldn't get it to fall. Rebound down to the Indians. Madison Lytle. Lytle picked up by Delaney Witt on defense at the top of the circle. Inside the paint to Madison Lytle. Moves to the hoop. Shot is up. A whistle, a foul. And Madison will be at the line to shoot two shots for the Pawnee City Indians. Foul is going to be called on Macy Keller. On Macy, her first personal. Team foul number one of the half on Sacred Heart. At the free throw line, Madison Lytle. She's 1 out of 2 from the line so far tonight. This one is short. Hits the front of the rim and comes back to her. She'll get a second attempt. Madison has 3 points in the ball game for the Indians. Madison Lytle, second free throw. It's up and good. She got that one to fall. She's now 2 out of 4 from the line, has 4 points for Pawnee City. 5:25 to go, third quarter. 40-7, your score. Irish in command here. Lob pass underneath to Keller. Keller off the glass, up and good. Macy Keller in double figures now has 10 points. They can pretty much do that whenever they want. Macy just has such a size advantage on all the Pawnee City defenders that when they lob the ball in, as long as Macy keeps it up high and goes up with it, there's really not a whole lot that the Pawnee City defense can do about that. As Keller just dropped another one in on the baseline, she's in double figures with 10 points now under the basket. 42-7, Irish up now by 35 points. Delaney Witt tries to feed it to Lechtenberg. Nice steal there by Emily Lytle. They give it up to Madison Lytle to Brannick. Back to Madison Lytle. Now Emily Lytle, right wing, looking for the cutter in the paint. Goes across to Osborne with the basketball. Maddie Osborne, pass stolen away. Wurtenberger, breakaway lay-in off the glass, up and good. Jessica Wurtenberger, 18 points now in the ball game, 44-7. Irish on top with 4:26 to go here in the quarter. Five new ball players up off the bench. Here's a breakaway for Lechtenberg after the steal. Gentry Lechtenberg driving lay-in, up and good. Gentry Lechtenberg laid it in. She's got 4 points. And all five players come off the floor for the Irish. We'll tell you who's checking in. Timeout on the floor. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
At Lundsman Realty, we provide you with the expertise, exposure, and care you deserve. We can handle all your real estate needs. If you're considering buying or selling a home, farm, business, or acreage, give us a call. With this fast-paced, ever-changing real estate market, hire Lundsman Realty to work for you. We're members of the Great Plains and Midlands Regional MLS, and we'd love the opportunity to earn your business. Call or click LundsmanRealty.com or find us on Facebook. Lundsman Realty, simplified, satisfied, sold, an equal housing opportunity.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Right, five new basketball players on the floor now for Sacred Heart. We'll get them ID'd here for you. Looks like we're going to have Avery Sando, Jocelyn Oberding, Sadie Tisdall, Daisy Witt, and Shaylee Smith out there. Three freshmen, two sophomores on the floor now for the Irish. Their team up 46-7, 4:05 to go here in the third quarter. Here's a driving layup put in by Madison Lytle, a whistle and a foul that did not drop. Lytle will be at the line to shoot two shots. Jocelyn Oberding called for the personal, her first, team foul number two on the Irish. Madison Lytle is 2 out of 4 from the line tonight. Here shooting two shots. The first one is just short off the front of the rim. She'll have a second attempt coming, though. Madison Lytle with 4 points in the ball game. Second shot on the way up. This one is good. She got the roll on that one. So Madison Lytle now with 5 points to lead the scoring for Pawnee City. And it's 46-8. Irish on top. 3:59 to go in the third quarter. With the ball with the dribble. D.C. Witt tries to lob it inside. Shot is put up and off. No good by Jocelyn Oberding. And the rebound comes down to Mallory Brannick. Brannick outlet pass to Madison Lytle. Lytle to the right side. Feeds it over to the near side to Logan Maloli. Ball stolen away in the baseline. Nice steal under there for the Irish by Shaylee Smith. Down court in a hurry. Tisdall with the basketball. At the top of the key, D.C. Witt comes inside the paint. Feeds it to Avery Sando. Open look for two from the baseline. Left side won't go. Rebound Mallory Brannick. Brannick outlet pass Madison Lytle. Lytle on the dribble to the top of the key at the free throw line. Left elbow feeds it up to Emily Lytle. Back it comes to the top of the circle now. Maloli into the corner right side. Brannick driving baseline. Can't get a look at it. Bounce pass into traffic. Shot is up and off. Won't go. And the rebound pulled down by Sadie Tisdall. Oberding with the ball out to Tisdall. Down court in a hurry. Sadie Tisdall, baseline right side, back to D.C. Witt between the rings. Witt with a long three from the top of the key that doesn't go. Ottersberg comes down with the rebound, and a whistle and a foul is going to be called on Sacred Heart. Foul is going to be on Jocelyn Oberding, her second personal, team foul number three on the Irish. 46-8 your score. Sacred Heart in command here in this girls' varsity game with 2:45 to go in the third quarter. Madison down court with it to the right side, Madison Lytle. Back up top it comes now. Logan Maloli with the basketball. Logan to Emily Lytle, into Maloli in traffic. Brannick from the corner for three, over the top, no. Rebound try for put back by Cameron Ottersberg, and Cameron will be fouled. She'll be at the line to shoot two shots. The foul will be on Shaylee Smith. On Smith, her second personal, team foul number four on the Irish. At the free throw line, Cameron Ottersberg. Free throw is up and good. She got that one. Ottersberg has her first point of the night. She'll have a second free throw coming here. Substitutes in for Pawnee City now. Let's see who we've got. Navia Bleka checking back in. Bleka into the lineup. Ottersberg ready for her second free throw. It's up and it's off the rim. Doesn't go. The rebound comes down to Sacred Heart's Jocelyn Oberding. Might be seeing the Irish team of the future here. Three freshmen, two sophomores on the floor. Lob pass into traffic. Avery Santo. Santo into the corner. Tries to move toward the basket. Kicks it back to the top of the key to D.C. Witt. Witt dribbles to the near side now. Comes over onto the left elbow with it. Witt at the top of the circle. Left side. Santo for three from the left wing. No, it was a two. Her toe was on the line. Avery Santo has her first field goal of the night. Makes it 48-9 with a minute 52 to go here now in the third quarter. Pawnee City's basketball. They set the offense to the left side. Madeline Gatula on the dribble. Gatula comes to the near side to Bleka. Bleka tries to look to Ottersberg in the corner right side. The pass is wide of the mark. Got away out of bounds. In the ballgame, Abby Dietrich, a 5'5 freshman now also on the floor. Dietrich seeing action here for the Pawnee City Indians. Irish basketball, Dacey Witt on the dribble down court with the ball. Issa Sando, a cross-court pass. Tisdall for three from the right side. Got it. Sadie Tisdall, her second three-pointer of the night here in the varsity contest. And she has 8 points in the game. Pierce at the top of the circle to Dietrich, left wing. Comes across to the near side. Madison Fender with the basketball. Fender on the dribble. Timeout taken Pawnee City. 109 to go third quarter. It's 51-9. Irish on top. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to the Prue State College Game of the Week on Sunny 101.3.
Employees at FAST get amazing benefits, medical and dental at no cost to you. Life and vision insurance, flex spending and health savings, paid time off, tuition reimbursement, and on-the-job training to further your career and pay. Bonus opportunities and stock ownership. What more can you ask for? Apply at workatfast.com. FAST is an equal opportunity employer.
FAST Global Solutions. Global presence with small town spirit.
Sunny 101.3.
Well, the Irish girls have been in charge of this one from the get-go. They were up 21-5 after one quarter. They led 39-6 at halftime. Now it's 51-9 with 1:09 to go, still in the third quarter. Inbounding the pass for the Indians. When we resume live action, Nabea Bleka will inbound it. Bleka to toss it in. Gets it into the corner to Madison Fender. Fender gets it to Dietrich at the free throw line. Back to the right side in the corner. Into the top of the key, Fender with the basketball. She sets inside the paint with it. Here's a turnaround shot, baseline up and off. No good. Rebound pulled down by Dacey Witt. Witt will bring it up court herself for the Irish. 49 seconds to go in the quarter. To the right side. Lob pass underneath, trying for the tie-up. Reaching in for Pawnee City to be a Bleka, and Bleka did a great job of getting a hold of the ball there from Shay DeLisi. It'll stay with the held ball. Will stay with the Irish. They'll play it in under the basket. Tisdall lobs it to the left side. Dacey Witt for a long three that's off the rim and doesn't go. The rebound goes all the way to the floor. Held ball is called. Possession arrow favors Pawnee City. Indians with the basketball. 18 seconds to go in the quarter. It's 51-9. We've got a running clock, of course. Madison Fender with 10 seconds. Into forecourt to the left elbow. Baseline left side. Madeline Gatula with the basketball. Gatula puts it up to Fender. She'll chase it down in backcourt. It'll be over and back. That'll be the end of the third quarter. 51-9. The Irish lead it. We'll take a one-minute timeout. Back in 60 seconds with the Peru State College Game of the Week on Sunny 101.3.
Did you know State Farm has surprisingly great rates on auto and renter's insurance? It's one of those things you just don't know until you know. So, now you know. Your local State Farm agent knows how to help you protect your car and stuff for a surprisingly great rate. Want to know how much you can save? Talk to a State Farm agent today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
When you want the real deal, call State Farm agent Blaine Barron in Auburn or Tecumseh today.
Get off the roller coaster and lock in your rate today. The Auburn State Bank is currently offering a 19-month CD at 3.75% annual percentage yield. Stop in the Auburn State Bank to get started today. A $10,000 minimum deposit is required to open this 19-month CD at 3.75 APY and is only available at the Auburn State Bank, 1212 J Street in Auburn, Nebraska. Learn more at theauburnstatebank.com. Auburn State Bank member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
A 51-9 score here after three quarters. We're going to have a running clock going in this girls' varsity game, which means we might be getting the boys' game underway a little bit sooner than we had anticipated. Any Irish fans making their way over to Pawnee City for the boys' varsity contest, you might want to head on over this way. We usually talk about a 7:30 ball game, but it could possibly get underway a little earlier than that. We'll see how things fall here. Irish will have the basketball to start the fourth quarter. They inbound it to Dacey Witt. All the starters except for Delaney Witt are on the bench here to start this fourth quarter. Probably won't see them back in the ballgame. Dacey Witt now setting the offense, gives to Avery Sando. Sando to the top of the key, around to the right side to Sadie Tisdall. Tisdall for a long two from the right wing. That's off, no good. Ball is tipped out of there. Coming up with her for Pawnee City is Madison Lytle. Madison Lytle into the corner on the right side of the bucket to Mallory Brannick for a long three that's up and off, no good, and the rebound comes down to Sacred Heart Shea DeLisi. DeLisi gives up to Dacey Witt. This is Witt dribbling to the left side of the free throw circle. She's picked up defensively by Madison Lytle. Dacey Witt for three. It's off, no good. Rebound on the baseline underneath. Coming out with it is Tisdall. Back to the top of the key to Dacey Witt. Running clock, 7 minutes to go here in the ballgame. Avery Sando, the freshman, on the dribble. The point guard, Avery Sando, tries to back it into the paint. Can't get there. Gives it back up at top again to Sadie Tisdall. Tisdall penetrating, has the ball stolen away. Got her pocket picked under there by Logan Maloli. She stole the basketball. Fast break. Shot down underneath the basket. Shot put up and off. No good by Emily Lytle. Rebound pulled down to Lisi. Outlet pass to Witt. Dacey Witt, this is with the basketball. Dacey Witt at the top of the key. Gives to Tisdall on the right side. They run a weave to Avery Sando. Irish just like they're burning clock up here right now. Again to Dacey Witt, free throw line. Here's Tisdall for three from the right side. Got it. Well, I'll tell you, Tisdall can hit that one. Sadie's got her third three-pointer of the night. She's in double figures and has 11 points in tonight's varsity contest for the sophomore. In the corner, Madison Lytle. Nice move to the basket. Couldn't finish. Hit the bottom of the backboard. Wouldn't go down for her. Sando on the floor. Down court pass to Tisdall in traffic. Gives it back to the right side to Dacey Witt. Shot is up and good. Dacey Witt's first 2 points of the night. The assist to Sadie Tisdall. 56-9 now. I think we're going to see further substitutions here. Now we're going to see there's a shot up on the right side, up and good, put in by Madison Lytle. Madison Lytle got that shot from the right side of the lane. 56-11 your score. Now getting ready to check in for the Irish, Charlie Shaley Smith. Here's a Avery Sando for three from the left elbow. Smith and Oberding will come back onto the floor now for the Irish. Sadie Tisdall will take a seat. Sadie comes off smiling here as she finishes in double figures with 11 points in the varsity contest. Also having a seat for the Irish is Ellie Falk, comes out of the ballgame. 5 minutes to go, running clock, 56-11. In the paint, Mallory Brannick, turnaround shot up, couldn't get it. Had the bunny under the basket, and Brannick couldn't get it to fall. A little turnaround shot on the baseline. Brannick will inbound it. It's tipped out of bounds by Sacred Heart. Mallory Brannick to toss it in. She triggers it in baseline right side of her own basket. Madison Lytle in the paint, jump shot up and good. Madison Lytle with a shot inside the paint, banked it off the glass and dropped it in. She was fouled also. She'll be at the line. The foul is going to be on Avery Sando, her third personal. Team foul number 5 on the Irish. And now Pawnee City substituting freely here. Pierce into the lineup. I think Madeline Gatula back onto the floor. We'll try and ID these ball players. Madison Lytle's second free throw is up for the end. One won't drop. And the rebound to Sando. Sando comes down with the basketball. Into forecourt, feeds it under the basket, shot is up, in and out, Oberding, rebound, fought for on the baseline, going after it is Shaley Smith. Held ball is called, possession arrow to Pawnee City. Now in for the Indians is Madison Fender. You've got Madison Fender, Kara Pierce, Madeline Gatula. See who all the players are that are out there now. Nevaeh Blecka is on the floor. And also Abby Dietrich There's a jump shot baseline on the left side, up and good. I think getting that one was Gatula, I believe, on the left side of the lane. Makes it 56-15 now, your score. Here's a reach-in foul on the Indians. See who this one's going to be on. Foul is going to be on Villablanca, her second personal. It'll be Sacred Hearts basketball with 3 minutes and 10 seconds to go in the ball game and a running clock. The inbound pass comes into Dacey Witt. Witt guarded out here by Madeline Gatula. Gatula comes out to give chase. Witt goes to the top of the key. Gatula runs with her. The pass goes into the corner. Avery Sando, right side of the free throw lane, nearly stolen away. Sando gets the ball back. Now it's tipped away by Kara Pierce. A whistle and a foul is going to be called on Pierce. On Kara Pierce, that will be her second personal. Team foul number 3 on the Lady Indians. 2:37 to go now in the ball game. With the basketball to inbound it, baseline on the left side to Sando. Turnaround shot off the glass, no. Rebound, that shot was put up by Shea DeLisi. Rebound to the Indians. Down court across the timeline comes Navia Bleka at the top of the circle with 2:15 to go. Left side into the corner, Dietrich. Abby Dietrich back to the top of the circle, Bleka. Now Madison Fender with the basketball feeds Bleka on the right wing. Gatula in the corner, right side. Madeline Gatula, one dribble. Pass back to Bleka. Here's a long three that's up and off, no good. Save from going out of bounds at the last moment. Touch last by the Irish. Back in for Sacred Heart comes Sadie Tisdall, Ellie Falk. Irish starters will not see any playing time whatsoever here in the fourth quarter. Mostly second and third teamers on the floor for the Irish. Pawnee City's basketball to the corner right side. Nearly stolen away by Ellie Falk. Knocked out of bounds away from Bleka. Bleka will inbound it in the corner for the Indians. Bleka gets it into Dietrich. Dietrich feeds it into Kara Pierce. Pierce with a shot in the paint that's up and off the rim. No good. And the rebound comes down to Sacred Heart's Logan Maloli. Logan Maloli tipped it away, rather. Sacred Heart has the basketball underneath the bucket. Coming out with it for the Irish after the missed shot is Shaylee Smith into the corner. Sando with the ball with 1 minute to play, 1 minute to go. It's 56-15. Chasing after it, Sadie Tisdall saves it from going out of bounds, tips it into her teammate, Shaylee Smith. Smith to the right side. Sando thought about the shot. Now Avery Sando with a shot for two that's short off the rim. Rebound Pawnee City. Ball stolen right back by Avery Sando. 40 seconds to go here now. Sando dribbles to the left side of the lane. She was looking for L.A. Falk. Falk didn't see it coming. Ball is stolen away, but a whistle and a foul is going to be called. The foul is on Sacred Heart Sadie Tisdall. On Tisdall, her first personal. They're going to have to hurry. Inbound the ball. 22 seconds to go. Pawnee City with the basketball. A cross-court pass. Dietrich, a long two that's off the rim, doesn't go. Irish with the basketball and the rebound, dribbling in the corner. Down court it comes to Tisdall. Tisdall into forecourt with 8 seconds, driving layup collision. Blocking foul on Kara Pierce. She'll be called for her third personal. Time's going to expire, though, and that's going to be your ball game. Time expires. I don't think they shoot it. And it's going to be 56-15 will be your final score tonight. 56-15. Sacred Heart with the girls' varsity win tonight over Pawnee City. We're going to take a two-minute timeout, and then we'll be back with a scoring recap coming up after this two-minute break on Sunny 101.3.
Julie Sanoff, physical therapist from Johnson County Hospital. We have a wide array of professionals for your physical, occupational, and speech therapy needs. Our professionals have a full-circle approach, being able to assist within the hospital, the home, and outpatient clinic. Certified in lymphedema, pelvic floor, surgical and non-surgical orthopedic conditions, Parkinson's disease, dry needling, and cognitive assessments, call us, Johnson County Hospital Therapy Department, at 402-335-6400, where you'll be in the hands of the best.
Student-athletes put in the time and planning needed to be successful in the classroom and on the court. Midland Genetics understands the importance of planning to achieve. Let Midland Genetics build a targeted seed plan for your farm, including seed placement, population rates, and in-season strategy. Midland Genetics grows seed production locally, ensuring the highest quality seeds and best product placement for Southeast Nebraska soil types. Contact area specialist Todd Haring and learn how a game plan with Midland Genetics will help you win on the field. Call Todd Haring with Midland Genetics today.
I'm Chris McCorney, RN, and manager of the Cardiac Rehab Department at Community Medical Center, Falls City. With 26 years of experience, I'm still amazed when a patient begins the recovery process following heart problems or surgery. They're unsure and nervous, but finish strong and confident. Our experienced rehab staff considers it a privilege to assist with your healing process by promoting lifestyle changes with diet, exercise, and education. Our mission? Getting you back to a healthy and happy life. We're Community Medical Center, every day making a difference.
The people at Citizens Bank and Trust in Rockport and Mound City know that not only does the community depend on the bank for growth and help in area projects, the bank also depends on the community. Citizens Bank and Trust provides loans for farm, home, auto, and more. Stop in and see the people who work for you and your community. Citizens Bank and Trust, Rockport and Mound City, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Sunny 101.3.
Back inside Pawnee City High School, your final score tonight in the girls' varsity contest, Sacred Heart 56 and Pawnee City 15. Time now for the post-game scoring recap brought to you by Highland Community College. They're close to home and far from debt. Learn more at highlandcc.edu. Well, the scoring for the Pawnee City Indians, Madison Lytle finished with 9 points tonight. 2 points for Kara Pierce, 1 point for Mallory Brannick, 2 points for Navia Blecka, and Cameron Ottersberg added one for their total of 15. From the charity stripe for the game, the Indians hit 5 out of 11 from the free throw line. For the Sacred Heart Irish, a lot of girls in the scorebook. Three of them in double figures. Jessica Wurtenberger led the way with 18 points. Sadie Tisdall came off the bench. The sophomore dumped in 11. Macy Keller was in double figures. She had 10 points in the game. 5 tonight for Delaney Witt. 4 points for Gentry Lechtenberg. 3 points for Avery Sano and Olivia Eichhoff. And adding 2 was Daisy Witt for their total of 56. From the free throw line, Sacred Heart went 7 out of 12 at the charity stripe. 56-15, your final score tonight of the girls' varsity contest. The Sacred Heart Irish improved their record now to 14-2 on the year. The Indians, unfortunately, fall to 1-14 for the season. More basketball coming up later on. We've got the boys' varsity contest in about 20 minutes. We're going to step aside and take a break out here at Pawnee City. We'll be back in about 20 minutes with the opening tip-off of the girls' varsity, of the boys' varsity contest. That's coming up later right here on Sunny 101.3.